Following are comments on Shakespeare's Love's Labour's Lost, Act 3. What? I love, I sue, I seek a wife? Armado tasks Costard with conveying a letter to his beloved, Jaquinetta. Biron also gives Costard a letter intended for his love, Rosaline. In soliloquy, Biron admits that he has fallen in love. In the brief setup that is Act 3, Scene 1, much of the wit-parrying act resembles the wordplay of the nobles, only on a lower and just short of obscene level, since many of the references resolve themselves into sexual innuendos or gestures toward performance of sex acts. To be fair, though, the lords and ladies in this play seem to have no trouble engaging in body repartee. Costard profits from the only action in this single scene when first Armado and then Biron gives him a letter intended for their respective love interests, Jaquinetta and Rosaline. Costard, whom Armado releases from jail so he can run this errand, is too ignorant to know the meaning of remuneration, quote unquote, taking it to mean literally the 3 farthings Armado has paid him. All the same, he is well remunerated by Armado, and even more so when Biron pays him a full shilling, or 12 pence, to deliver his letter. Left alone, Biron is astonished at the circumstances in which he now finds himself. Quote unquote, what, I love, I sue, I seek a wife, he muses. Act 3, Scene 1, Line 175. He once saw himself as, quote unquote, a very beadle. Act 3, Scene 1. Accustomed to castigating others for their love affectations. Now, however, Biron is just another pitiful complainant. As for his prospective lover, he professes to consider her less than a catch, and possibly unchaste. She is, he says, quote unquote, a whitely wanton with a velvet brow, with 2 pitch balls stuck in her face for eyes. Aye, and by heaven, one that will do the deed, though Argus were her eunuch and her guard. Act 3, Scene 1, Lines 182 through 185. Biron rails at Cupid as a, quote-unquote, wimpled, whining, purblind, wayward boy, and at the woman who has caught his attention. Act 3, Scene 1, Line 165. But in truth, he knows there's no way out of his predicament. He is as subject as other men to romantic, erotic attractions, and his own weak, if witty, words won't change the fact. Thanks for listening. This audio lecture was recorded on Monday, January 19th, 2026. The foregoing material is copyright 2026 by Alfred J. Drake. For quotations, I have relied on the Norton Shakespeare 3rd edition, 4-volume, genre-based format.